bringing or leaving a whole loaf of bread on the table when you recite Birchas Hamazon. In the previous halacha we discussed, the statement of the sages as recorded in Shulchan Aruch that one should always make sure to leave some leftover bread on the table and to not remove the leftover bread until after Birchas Hamazon, as an expression of your wealth that you have leftovers, that is an expression of blessing, and so it's clearly evident to all as to what you are blessing Hashem for in Birchas Hamazon. We will now discuss in this lesson the details regarding having a whole loaf of bread on the table by Birchas Hamazon, such as if you have leftovers from Lechem Mishneh, you only ate one loaf and the second loaf is whole sitting on the table, or you ran out of bread. There are no leftovers except for a few mere crumbs, which we said in the previous lesson, that it's not considered real leftovers, and therefore you would like to bring a whole loaf to the table for the sake of benching over bread, as we stated. This halacha will discuss if there's any issue with leaving this whole loaf on the table when you bench. Now, what could possibly be the issue? So the halachic issue revolving leaving a whole loaf of bread on your table is discussed both in Orach Chaim in chapter 180, which is the chapter discussing leaving leftover bread on the table for benching, as well as in Yeridah in the laws of the statutes of the Goyim, Chukos HaGoyim, in chapter 178. You see, it used to be the practice of idol worshippers to serve food to their idols, and they would prepare a whole table with whole loaves of bread for the sake of their getchka, for the sake of their deity, for their idol. And hence it's recorded in the Gemara in Sanhedrin 92a, as brought in the above sources in Shulchan Aruch, that leaving or placing a whole loaf on the table could be considered similar to this idolatry, which is referred to in the book of Yeshaya, chapter 65, as Ha'orchim LaGod Shulchan, those who prepare for the idol, for the deity called God, a table. The question, however, is asked as to in which case and scenario does this restriction apply? When is it considered similar to the idolatry of the God? Is it only if you initially bring a whole loaf to the table when you bench? Or is it even if you simply leave it over there, such as you didn't finish the second loaf of Lechem Mishneh and you just let it stay on the table? Is the restriction against bringing it or even against leaving it? Likewise, does the restriction apply only to a whole loaf or even to sliced bread? And does the restriction apply only by Birchas Hamazon or throughout the night? So all these matters and more are discussed in the Poskim, some of which are debated between the G'dayli HaPoskim, as we will explain. So let us begin. It is a clear ruling in the Shulchan Aruch of the Mechaber in 182 in Yeridah, 178.3, brought in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, chapter 180, Halacha 3, that although, as we stated, it is proper to have bread remain on the table when you say Birchas Hamazon for the reasons we mentioned, nevertheless, even if there's no bread remaining on the table, emphasizes the Alter Rebbe, one should not bring a whole loaf of bread to the table due to the Isra of Ha'orchim LaGod Shulchan, that it appears like idolatry. From here, we could already learn a few things according to the opinion of the Alter Rebbe, as implied also to be the opinion of the Beis Yosef in the Shulchan Aruch. The whole issur is regarding bringing a whole loaf to the table, while regarding slices of bread, it may be brought. So if you ran out of any leftovers, all you have is a few crumbs, and you would like to fulfill the statement of the sages to leave over bread on the table when you bench, then you can bring sliced bread to the table. And only a whole loaf is restricted. Another matter that we can learn, as in truth implies the Kaf HaChaim in chapter 180, based on the Zohar and other Poskim, that the Isser is only before Birchas Hamazon. However, if in middle of the meal you would like to bring a whole loaf to the table, then there's no problem whatsoever. And it's mutter even if you have the intent for it to remain on the table for Birchas Hamazon, as it's being brought in middle of the meal and can potentially be eaten. Nonetheless, on these two points we mentioned, we find Poskim who argue. The Mishnah Berurah learns that one is to never bring a whole loaf to the table even during the meal, so long as he still have slices of bread on the table. Likewise, regarding the point we mentioned, that the whole issur is regarding moving a whole loaf of bread and not slices, the Magen Avraham in the Mishnah Berurah rule that there is already a whole loaf of bread on the table, and one should not bring slices of bread to the table. As stated, the Alter Rebbe does not hold of this ruling. Now, all this is regarding initially bringing it to the table. What about leaving it on the table when you bench, meaning it was already on the table beforehand, the whole loaf of bread? Do you have to remove it from the table before you bench due to the issue of it looking like idolatry or not? So the implication of the Machaber in the Shulchan Aruch, as rule the vast majority of Poskim, including the Alter Rebbe in his Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Avraham based on the Zohar and the Taz and the Shach and the Drisha and the Chidon Birkei Yosef, the Ben Ish Chai, the Mishnah Berurah, the Kaf HaChaim and others, is that the entire Isser, or look like an Isser of Avodah Zarah, is to initially bring it to the table when you bench, before you bench. If, however, before benching there was already a whole loaf on the table, and certainly if there were already slices of bread left on the table, such as on Shabbos, when one of the two loaves of Lechem Mishnah has remained on the table, then on the contrary, not only do you not have to remove it, but it's proper not to remove it from the table until after Birchas HaMazon. This, however, is not unanimous in the Poskim, as there are a number of Rishonim and Poskim who rule that one should remove any whole loaf from the table, even if it was brought before the meal. So is the ruling of Mari Vial, the Daki Moshe, the El Yerabo, Mati Moshe, as recorded in the Magen Avraham, although the final ruling is that it is permitted. Accordingly, the second loaf of Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos is not to be removed from the table till after Birchas HaMazon, as we stated that it's proper not to remove it based on the final ruling in the Poskim. Nonetheless, regarding if one should still leave the whole loaf on the table after Birchas HaMazon, so on this we find a dispute amongst the Poskim between the Levush and the Taz. The Levush rules that it's forbidden for one to allow the loaf of bread to remain on the table overnight. And so is likewise the ruling of the Arizal in Shara Kavanis and Pri Eitz Chaim, as recorded in the Kaf HaChaim in chapter 180. And so indeed concludes the Kaf HaChaim based on the Kabbalist that it's forbidden to allow the loaf of bread to remain on the table throughout the night, even though you are supposed to leave it on the table throughout Birchas HaMazon if it was originally on the table beforehand. However, the Taz in Yeredeiah and in Aruch Chaim is of the opinion that there's no issue with doing so. You can let it stay on the table overnight, and those who are lenient have upon whom to rely, but initially one should follow the ruling of Kabbalah and not allow it to stay overnight on the table. Accordingly, whether or not you may set up your Shabbos table Friday night together already with the Lechem Mishnah for Shabbos day, this would be relevant to the above dispute, and according to the Arizal, one should not do so, as we stated. To note that the above issue of allowing food to remain on your table, bread to remain on your table during benching, only applies to bread and Birchas HaMazon, not to other foods. So when you say Ala Michya on Mezainis or Burn a Fush on other food, you don't have to allow the food to remain on your table when you say the after blessing. To summarize this halacha, when eating a meal of bread, one should always have bread remain on the table throughout the meal and not eat at all, and should not suffice with a few mere crumbs, but rather an actual piece of the bread. This piece of bread should remain on the table throughout the meal until after Birchas HaMazon. In the event that there is no leftover bread and only a few crumbs or no crumbs at all, such as if someone cleaned the table, then one should avoid bringing a whole loaf of bread to the table, being that it appears like idolatry. Rather, you should only bring slices of bread to the table for the sake of benching over bread. And if you don't have any slices available, then the Kaf HaChaim writes you should chop off a piece of your whole bread in order so it would not be whole, and then bring that piece to the table. The restriction is only regarding bringing a whole loaf to the table. However, if it's already on the table, you don't have to remove the whole loaf before Birchas HaMazon. And on the contrary, it's proper for it to remain there. Nonetheless, it should not remain on the table overnight based on Kabbalah and based on the ruling of some Poskim. Hence, after Birchas HaMazon, it should be removed. This all follows the ruling of the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch, as well as the Kaf HaChaim and other Poskim. However, the Mishnah Berurah has a unique way of ruling, as we mentioned earlier. To summarize the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah, it's forbidden to bring a whole loaf of bread to the table even during the meal, so long as you still have slices of bread there. And it's forbidden to bring slices of bread to the table during the meal, so long as you have a whole loaf there. If there are no slices of bread on the table, then you may even initially bring a whole loaf there for the sake of benching over it. So is the ruling of the Mishnah Berurah based on the Bir Hagra. So while he has a very unique way of learning, and so concludes some Achrayim like his opinion, practically one should follow the ruling of the Alter Rebbe in the Shulchan Aruch, as concludes the Kaf HaChaim.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.